GOP officials said that they were given a deadline that was 4 days earlier than the one given to Democrats. The result is that a Democratic map, which would pit several Republican incumbents against each other, is likely to become the new map if approved by the state Supreme Court. Patricia Calhoun from Westword, were Republicans treated unfairly in the process, or did Democrats just play the game better?
Well, Democrats had a different set of rules for the game, apparently. The irony is that probably the Democratic maps would have been the ones chosen anyway, even if the playing field had been completely level. But how, at the last minute, all of a sudden, the commission run by Super Mario, we have, it's kind of like Stupid Mario now, that all of a sudden the Democrats get a secret, double-secret probation deadline in which they can fix the maps, but the Republicans aren't given that same grace period. You can't, it's hard to figure out if this is just one little mishap that obviously the Republicans are rightly making a lot of hay over, or if there were other things along the line. So it was a process that was looking pretty good, and now it's all of a sudden looking very bad.
Dave Kopel from the Independence Institute. We know that a staffer with the Reapportionment Commission, a nonpartisan staffer, sent an email to a Democrat commissioner who was inquiring about deadlines. That same email that essentially extended the deadline that everybody thought applied until Sunday did not go out to Republicans. They didn't know about it. I guess theoretically, had they asked the question, they could have gotten the same answer. But Mario Carrera, the nonpartisan chair, Super Mario, and the gloss has certainly come off as Super Mario, and as Patty mentioned, he appears to be super partisan Mario. He could have fixed this. He could have created a process where at least the Republican maps got some consideration, even if he were going to still vote for the Democratic maps.
Exactly right. It was flagrant cheating, and when it was exposed, they refused to fix it. It's like the redistricting is like arbitration, where each side submits its final proposal. And on that final proposal on what was the official deadline, you've got the constitutional considerations such as not splitting cities and counties and things like that. The Republican map was much closer to the constitutional standard than the Democratic map was. And, of course, both are drawing it to say, well, we want to do the official criteria, and then in the background we're trying to advantage our own party. The Republican map was clearly the more constitutional map as of what was submitted on the official deadline. And then, secretly, the Democrats are given one more chance. Now they know what the Republicans have put in their final proposal, so the Democrats can come back with something that beats that, and the Republicans were not given a chance to meet that. So it was a absolutely rigged and illegal process.
All right. Eric Sonderman from SE2, your thoughts, sir.
Well, your question, Raj, posed that the notion of the Republicans crying foul, and certainly they are crying foul. Maybe they were going to cry foul anyway over the ultimate map, but now they have something more tangible to cry foul about, which is a tainted process. There's an old line that, you know, everyone remembers the first act and the last act and not all that goes on in between. I think, quite frankly, here for Super Mario, the nonpartisan chair of this commission, he did quite well in a very tough assignment up until that last act. And he managed somehow and for some reason to blow it in the last act. But that is going to be what people remember. I'm going to be curious whether the Supreme Court accepts this or whether they step in as the ultimate referee to kick this back for still one more time.
All right. Batting cleanup, Alicia Caldwell from the Denver Post editorial page.
In a process this volatile, and it's in litigation, for heaven's sake, you would hope that those involved would dot every I and cross every T. That didn't happen. Nevertheless, how was Mario Carrera going to vote at the end? He was going to vote for the Democratic map. I think it's a distinction without a difference.
It looks like Republicans may need to wait 10 more years to even the score. For our media partners at KUNC, I'm Raj Chauhan.